CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky.
Spiritual coach Ragini Michaels here on CBS Radio Today. I'm Cassandra from Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ. Today, we have a gift to offer listeners. If you want to stop comparing yourself to others, feel like you have to be perfect all the time, or a bit OCD about being positive all the time, then go to www.beggarsecret.com to get a one-hour, truly value-packed content. And I think we all feel that way. We all feel like we have to be perfect all the time. We're going to go right back to CJ now on Fired Up with CJ.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I'm CJ Liu. And we were just during the break talking about lists. We have all these lists with things that we want to check off, cross off, and get things done. And then what I see myself doing and everyone else around me is if we don't get all the things checked off and crossed off, we feel bad. Because I didn't get anything done today, or I didn't get as many things done today. There's a whole idea of getting things done. I kind of feel, and it's another form of productivity, but it's a slight variation. I mean, it's productivity, but it's one in which I think we really beat ourselves up on when we don't get things done. Why is it? And what should we do, Ragini?
Well, when you hear yourself say, I'm not getting anything done, if you can think of productivity standing over you with a whip and beating you up, it helps. Because in actuality, productivity has no room for rest, relaxation, lunch.
Right.
It just
going to the bathroom.
You have to work through lunch, right? You should take something into the bathroom with you.
Right.
You know, I mean, really, it's absurd.
Right.
All right. So I don't know anyone who feels like they get anything done in today's world, right, unless they clear off their list.
Right.
At the end of the day. Now, if you don't make lists, you're truly in trouble.
Right.
Because you really might not get anything done. And that's because of what we were talking about in the last segment, the distraction.
Right.
You can get so distracted between all these things that you really don't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
So lists are very helpful.
Right.
Now, one of the things I do on my lists is I stop at the end of the day, or anytime I do something that's not on the list, I put it on the list and draw a line through it.
I love that. That's the best tip I've heard ever.
So if vacuuming my, you know, living room is not on the list and that's what I find myself doing, then I write vacuum living room and mark it off.
So I'm like, watch really bad TV show, mark it off. Yeah. Ate apple pie, mark it off. Ate whole apple pie, cross it off.
That was very productive. I ate my carbohydrates today.
Exactly. My entire week I ate my carbohydrates.
Right. So I think it's very helpful to honor what you do. So I could write down rest for an hour and then mark it off.
Yeah.
All right. So not getting anything done is a complete and utter mindset.
Right.
Because you have all these hours. You're doing something.
Right.
Are you aware what you're doing?
Yeah.
Because you are getting things done. And again, if you don't have an inner set of values that you're also trying to create and bring into reality, just like you have an outer set of values that you're trying to create and bring into reality, be it a project or an amount of money that you're trying to get, or getting your kids to all of their activities. Thank you. Activities on time. You have an inner set as well, which is rest, reflection, time to just be. Okay. Rest, reflection, and being are like presence, you know, are so helpful. To be present, you really have to know how to rest, reflect, and be.
Right.
So rest means stop.
Thanks.
Rest means stop.
But you know, we actually don't even realize what that means.
We don't.
For me, rest means like I'm going to go get lunch.
Yeah, that's not rest. That's having lunch. You see, we can't even separate rest from what's going on. Reflection is not thinking in the sense, it's more contemplating, reflecting on the deeper elements of what are you doing? This is your life. This is your journey. You know, what did you do with your journey today? Did you notice, okay, I did 7 things at work. Fantastic. Now on the inside, did I notice any flowers? You know, because the magic and the mystery of existence is all around. Mm-hmm. Did I get my nourishment from it? Did I get my teaspoonful of joy out of looking at the sky?
I don't know. You're just making me more stressed out because I'm just thinking of additional things out of my list that I haven't done already.
That you haven't done already?
Yes. It's like, oh, I didn't do that, and I didn't see the flowers.
Well, here's the thing. At least it's a list that has to do with the inner.
That's true. At least it's a balance list.
It's a balance list. Because if you don't have something to balance the outer list, then you're not going to do the inner. It has to be on your list. You know, to get people to put in 3 minutes of meditation time in the morning, if that's all you can do, do 3 minutes. If you can only do one, I had a client come in last week and she was so proud of herself because she sat for 1 minute for the first whole week. And the second week she said, I upped it to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I thought that's fantastic, right? Because that's all she could do.
Right.
But she did it. So the value, you see, because the values have to be balanced. There's outer values, there's inner values. And to have a happier, more peaceful and centered life, you want your inner values to be integrated in and influencing how you do and produce your outer values in the external world.
I get it, but I don't like it. No, I do like it.
And why don't you like it? It's because your list of getting things done is not going to get marked. It's getting longer, right?
Yes, you added my list.
Here's the thing, is that once you get the inner list started, you will find things in your outer list that you are going to take off.
Ah, I see.
You're going to say, I don't really want to do that.
Okay.
Or I'm going to change my life so that's not on my list anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, let's say you go and pick up the kids 8 times a week at different things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe after you do the inner, you say, you know, I got to find somebody else to pick them up 3 times.
I thought you were going to say, you just won't pick them up.
No.
I dropped off the list.
I'm not advocating irresponsibility here. No.
Just don't pick your kids up from school.
No.
I'm meditating.
Pick your kids up.
Yes, no, I get
But
it.
When you go pick them up, it would be nice if you were present.
Yes.
And filled with patience and love and kindness instead of stress and anger and irritation that you have to go pick them up in the middle and stop doing what you're doing, even though you love the little dudes.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a way that you're going to, you might start taking things off your list.
Yeah. No, you know what? Oh, here's what I've done. I've combined things on my list.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to be like, I have to stop work and go pick up these kids. You know, I love you. I love you and I'm going to pick you up now. So I've actually got to the point where I'm driving. I'm like, my whole driving is a peaceful unwinding mm-hmm. of where I was from where I was working to picking up the kids.
Good.
So I get in the car and I meditate. So don't really drive around me if you see me on the road. No, I'm thinking of it as a meditation. So I'm at a stop sign and instead it used to be like, I'm at a stop sign. What time is it? And why are you going? What are you waiting for texting? You know? But now I'm like, oh, look, another opportunity to wait. And then I breathe in. Yeah, and just sit at the stop sign. And so I'm doing a little bit of both.
So you're balancing more your doing in life with just being.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had people walk in my office where I've said, I think you might have been one of them a long time ago when you said,
I said,
this is about balancing your doing with being. And people say, what?
Yeah.
Now, in today's world, with all the emphasis there is on modern spirituality, most people know the word being.
Right.
But they don't really know what it means because they think it's something they have
meditating.
To do.
Right.
Right. And it's so interesting to get to the place where you realize that you don't have to do being.
Right.
It just is. It's what is. That's where you get to that place where people talk about just be with what is.
Right.
Right. It's hard to do if you constantly are thinking you're not getting anything done. So
you know, actually, it's the ultimate in being. Just look at a cat all day.
Absolutely.
Cats are the ultimate in being. They're just like, really? What are you doing? Nothing. I'm sitting on the porch sunning myself. I am being. They're the ultimates in being.
I read an article in the New York Times once a long time ago that said human beings are the only mammals that don't rest and eat at least 18 hours a day.
I know. You told me that the other day. I can't even believe it.
We don't do it. And it's like we're mammals. We're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
We're supposed to rest way more than we do. So if you want to.
It's our mammalian duty, people.
There you go. You want to make the world a better place?
Exactly.
Rest, be.
Rest, reflect, and be.
Rest, reflect, and be. And understand that when you rest, reflect, and be, write it on your list and then mark it off.
Yes, I love that. All right. Big thanks to Raggedy Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker in behavioral change and author of Unflappable Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. So stay tuned with us all of July. We're going to be talking about very common everyday problems that kind of cause us stress and how to become independent of them. Next week, we're going to be talking about Raggedy on gaining control on our lives. All right. Have a great week, everybody.